Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, which is a special day in our weekly rhythm where we take time to pray and reflect about the topic we've been exploring this week. This week we've been talking about pioneer preaching. The very first followers of Jesus chose to speak about Jesus when they were given the opportunity to speak to hundreds and thousands of people at once. We're going to take some time to pray about that. We start with just a time of silence when you can focus your thoughts on God. Close your eyes, maybe reflect wherever you are, and then I will suggest some topics you can pray for. If you've never prayed before, it's just talking to God. I'll suggest some topics. You can use your voice out loud or just quietly in your thoughts talk to God, but he's always listening. So let's take that moment of silence and preparation now. Well, we start by addressing our prayer to God, who came to us as Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, a suffering servant, prophet, king, and blessing for the whole world. This is the God we get to address. It's the fulfillment of everything that the Old Testament of the Bible was talking about. Well, now in confession, we confess that all is not well in our lives. We all have sin, we all rebel against God, we all push him out of our lives, we all do the things we know we're not supposed to do and don't do the things we know we're supposed to do, that we are made to do. This is called sin. And our sin, each and every one of us that we're participants in, is what put Jesus on the cross. So let's confess the sin in our lives and how it contributed to God needing to do something drastic about it. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's thank God for offering us healing all the same. As broken as we are, as infected as we are with this illness of sin, God still wants to heal us, just like he healed that man through Peter in the story we read this week. Whatever your brokenness is, thank God that he can and will heal it. Finally, in supplication, we repent and turn to God. That was the nutshell of Peter's message, repent and turn to God again. So whatever that sin and brokenness is that needs to be healed in us, let's offer it to God and go a different direction in life, towards healing rather than more brokenness, towards God rather than away. And as others in our lives ask about that, let's ask God to help us point to him, point to God, and people see that healing and progress in us. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week as we talk about pioneer preaching. I'll hope to see you next week as we continue our series on the pioneer story. Have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you Monday. Bye for now.